Welcome to the Dream Factory, a warm, cozy, and extremely lovely place where only the most visceral nightmares and pleasure-driven musings of its residents are mercilessly extracted and sold for the pure enjoyment of others. The Dream Factory, a new novel by Mark Marcus. Now available on your Apple device, Kindle, and on Amazon.com. Go to CandleShorePublishing.com/Dream Factory.
Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to Candle Shore. So we're going to wrap up this thing with Chris Dorner as today, at the time of this recording, the authorities have confirmed that he died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head in that cabin. I suppose I was wrong. In fact, I was wrong. I thought by last week he was already dead, but apparently not. And unfortunately, he killed another cop and another policeman and just a very bad, bad set of events. And I am so sorry. I wish I could convey my sadness to the families of the people who lost their lives. It's very sad. And it does make us, or it makes me, realize just how tenuous life can be, you know? So I entitled this podcast, Christopher Dorner, Forever in the Dream Factory. And I'll tell you why. Some psychologist said this about Dorner. And if you have not read his manifesto, it's on my blog at candleshoreblog.com. I'm going to make reference to the book, The Dream Factory, by Mark Marcus. And that, of course, is at candleshorepublishing.com/Dream Factory. So anyway, if you haven't read the manifesto, you should do so. I really think you should. It's what it showcases is something that I haven't seen before, and that is a grown man who can recall things that happened to him that he didn't like back in grammar school, primary school, whatever they call it. Different states they call it different things. He seemed to have a mental record of bad things or that things that he didn't like. And so somebody said that he was an injustice collector. And I love that phrase, an injustice collector. It's not exactly the same as being a victim. Most people who have a kind of a victim mentality can't give you specifics as to why they feel that way. But an injustice collector can. And I think Chris Dorner was one of those people. And it just built up and built up, and he couldn't seem to let it go. The manifesto and the protagonist in the Dream Factory, I don't know if I'd call that person an injustice collector, although now that I think about it, maybe so. In both situations, you have a person that is fed up with society, fed up with life, and in the case of Dorner, fed up with the police or his employer. So, I can only imagine, and if you saw the news reports and the people that he encountered, the person whose car he took, carjacked, the two people that he tied up, who owned the cabin in which he was burned, they all describe a very nice person, which I find interesting. And of course, the talking heads and the pundits are saying, well, yeah, of course, he only had a vengeance against policemen. I truly wish there are a lot of, in my opinion, a lot of people, there are a lot of Chris Dorners out there who really are have a lot of anger inside them, are upset about the way things have happened to them. And they're ticking time bombs, really. And they may not be as articulate as Dorner in terms of, as public. But sooner or later, a lot of these people may do things that can truly harm a lot of us. So if you have somebody in your life that seems to be quiet or, you know, take an extra time, take, and I've said this before on so many of my shows, take the time to ask somebody how they're doing. And if they say, I'm fine, man, I'm fine. Say, no, really, really, how are you doing? You know, and if somebody sends you a text message or leaves a voicemail, hey, and I know we all get swamped, we get taken up with our own lives, but please take the time to call them back. It may save someone's life. This whole thing with Dorner, of course, has been in the news. It's also been in my mind a lot because of the different dreams in the book. And, of course, the people in the Dream Factory who have also done things against society or other people. Like we all knew, and you know, you're going to see a lot of things on Dorner now about the $1 million reward, if anybody will get it, which I doubt. But then again, I was wrong last week, so maybe I'm wrong this week too. Or the conspiracy about burning down the cabin as opposed to taking him alive. I don't think it really matters. As I said in the last episode, when, you know, he killed innocent people. And as far as I'm concerned, he forfeits his right to anything, any consideration whatsoever. The only thing I wish is that could have been different in his situation was that he would have, you know, written the manifesto and maybe stop there. I mean, and the sad thing is we live in a time where if there's no violent action, people just don't give a damn. It's just the way it is. We live in a world where if you want to get attention, if you want to get people to care, you have to bring attention to yourself. And sometimes the easiest, quickest way to get attention is to commit acts of violence. And that's sad. I don't know what more to say about it. But I can only imagine what was going through his head when he shot himself, when they threw those canisters, or those burners, whatever they call them, those canisters into the, and he saw the flames take hold in that cabin. I've gone over it 100 times in my mind. And you could say, well, yeah, Mark, well, what don't you think about those people that he killed? Of course I do. But, you know, I just wish there was some way we could have stopped all this. I really do. He is now forever in the Dream Factory, no doubt about it. And, you know, there's just not much more I can say on it, except that it's an awful end to an awful story. And I hope that we all can prevent the various people in our lives from taking that extra step and virtually committing themselves to the Dream Factory. It's really when the dream becomes too real. You know, they daydream about killing people or hurting people or blowing up something. And at some point, the scales tip and it just kicks into action. And we all are charged with trying to prevent that from happening by simply being a little considerate of our people, of the people around us and people that we know. And so I'm going to ask you to please take some extra time to survey the people around you. If you have a chance to make a difference in somebody's life, please do so, because we don't want anybody else to end up in the Dream Factory. You know? So remember to make a joyful noise, and I'll see you back here soon. Take care. Bye-bye.